The first couple of weeks we talked about, just what do we do in personal growth? And that's what we're talking about. It's personal. It's right here. How do we grow personally? And we're talking about, with the Lord and talking about like, what are the things that we do to grow with the Lord and get that relationship with the Lord stronger and stronger every day. So we've talked about that last week. We talked about the spirit, mind, and body, and we talked about growth in those three areas. So those were kind of areas where we talked about if we're not, and we had pretty much decided that the word was where we start. Putting the word in. The word is what is going to grow us. We have to know what the word says. If we don't know what it says, then we can't apply it to our life. Just like if you're going to bake something or cook something, you follow a recipe. So you have to put exactly what it says on that recipe into whatever you're making. So that is like the word. The word is what we have to know to be putting in. If the word says do it, do it. If it says don't do it, we don't do it. And when we do it, that's how we grow. That's how we mature. That's how we become who we are in Christ. And we are ministers. We all have an opportunity at some point to minister, whether it's daily, weekly, wherever. We're all around people pretty much every day. There's an opportunity. I don't care. I mean, they can be born again. They still may need ministering to. They may be hurting. They may be going through something. They may need encouragement. They may not be born again. What an opportunity. We love getting those people because then we can get them born again. So then we can get them born again and we can make disciples. So it's all part of that that helps us and we get and we grow with the Lord in our personal relationship. So we've covered the first area, the word, putting the word in. That's where our growth starts. Today we're going to talk about prayer. Prayer. What do we do? How does prayer affect our growth? Some people don't know how to pray. I've ministered to many, many people over the years and they either tell me I don't know how to pray or I don't feel worthy enough to pray or I don't, I've heard different things along the way. And there's different types of prayer. Today we're just going to talk about prayer to where you spend that time personally with the Lord. That's where we're going to cover going into the throne room. It's going into that secret place, spending that personal time with the Lord. That is very, very important to a person's growth. Very, very important. We must spend that personal time with the Lord. Just like we talk to our family, talk to our kids, talk to our friends, talk to people at work, talk to people wherever. We need to spend time talking with the Lord. Spending that time. Prayer is a means of communication and contact with our Heavenly Father, combined with faith in God's Word. Prayer is a channel through which and by His power can be released to meet our needs, allowing Him to get involved in our life. That's key. We need God involved in our life. He has to be involved in our life. If there's going to be personal growth in our life, He has to be involved. He has to be what? Number one. He has to be number one. He's the chief. He is the chief. If he says it, final answer. I remember Pastor Ed over the years speaking and talking about, when God's word is what? The final authority. I mean, he's preached many, many sermons over the years. And I remember him saying, always go to the word. Always go to the word. What does God say about it? That's where it stops. That's where it stops. If God says it, do it. If God says don't do it, don't do it. Well, guess what? Once we know the word and we talked about that, we talked about how the word is a main part of our growth, so is prayer. Sometimes we have to go to God and get in that secret place and say, God, I know your word says this, but I'm struggling here. I need to know what you want me to do, not what I want to do. But what do you want me to do in this situation? What do you want me to do? It's not about me. It's not about what I want and I need. Yes, we can look at it and say, okay, Lord, I'm in this situation. I really need you to move it. That's okay to say that. But we still have to get his directions. What do you want me to do, Lord, in this situation? So we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about why and how important and how special it is to have that personal time with the Lord. If you've ever done that, if you've ever gone, I don't know about you. I have a special place in my house where I have to go shut the door and block it all out. I mean, my house is a busy house. There's a lot going on, and I have to have that place. And I use that place often. Often. There are times I get up in the middle of the night and I have to go in and shut the door and just be like, Lord, something's not right here. I don't know. Something's not right. So I go and I shut that door. And it's that time and that you spend with him. And the more and more that you do it, the closer and closer you get with him. The more that you grow, the more that you can. I didn't really know how to do that. I mean, I grew up in a Christian home. I grew up saying, you know, prayer to me was just kind of like prayer. You know, does that make sense? It's just kind of like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll pray for this person because they need it. Or, okay, I'll pray for me because I need this or I need that or whatever. It was never a personal, intimate thing, though. It was just kind of prayer. Did God hear my prayers when I prayed him? Yeah, he did. He did. But I needed more than that. I needed more than that. I needed to know that I was giving of myself by going into that throne room with him. And it wasn't about just a prayer. It was about that personal time. Amen. And so we have to get to a place where we've done that. And when you've done that and you've spent that time, you know, so many of you, I mean, I know I've said, okay, Lord, I'm an hour every day or 5 minutes or, you know, whatever. I quit putting a time frame on it because when you do that and you fail at it or you don't get in there or you don't, then you kind of feel discouraged. You feel bad. You kind of feel like, oh, I've let God down and, you know, so I quit doing that a long time ago. When I go in there and I shut that door, I'm in there until I'm done. When God and I are done, I know it. And then I'm going to, okay, I can come out now. You know, you can come out now. But you know that you go into that secret place. You know that when you're spending that time with him, that you're receiving exactly what you need. And you'll know when that time is done. And when you come out, you have a peace. You have a knowing that, okay, Lord, we can do this. So it's important in our personal growth that we develop that prayer life, that we develop and mature at that. It takes time. It took me a long time. It really took me a long time to, and we're going to read some scripture here where the spirit is willing, but the flesh was weak. I mean, it did. It took me some time. I'll be honest. I mean, I would go in there and I'd shut the door and I'd sit there. I'd look around. I'm like, okay, you know, I really didn't know what to do. You know, and I'm like, okay, I know I'm supposed to do this. I know I'm supposed to talk to you, Lord. And you know what? It just took time for me to develop that prayer life, that prayer, that relationship. I call it it's my personal prayer relationship with the Lord. I mean, it is, and that's exactly what it is. It's a relationship. Just like you have a relationship with your spouse or your parents or your friends, or this is the most important relationship that you can develop in your life. So we are going to, our prayer life is an important element in our personal growth. It should be such that we know the Lord Jesus on an intimate, personal level. It has to be that way. And I love this because this was one of my scriptures today, 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Pray without ceasing and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning who? Concerning you. It's a personal thing. It is a personal thing. Pray without ceasing. What does that mean? Never stop. Never stop. You just go and go and go. And there, I mean, we all have busy lives. Some of us work full time. Some of us work two jobs. Some of us have families. So we all have busy lives. But we can still pray without ceasing. I can still close my eyes, shut everything around me at work for a few minutes. If I need to say a prayer, then I can do that real quick. You know what I mean? It's praying without ceasing. It's including God in everything that you're doing every day. Every day. But let's go back to, we still have to have that personal time. That's where our growth comes from, that personal time. Let's look at, see where I want to go here first. Let's go to Matthew 26:41. Okay. Is that where I want to go? 26, yes. Matthew 26:41, and it's in red. So Jesus is saying, watch and pray. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. So sometimes we just have to make a decision. We have to determine that I am going to do this. Our flesh doesn't feel like it, and it's Jesus is saying that right there. Sometimes we don't feel like it, but we have to do it. We have to go into that throne room. We have to shut that door. What's the movie that was out recently where, and I think you maybe gave me the movie to watch, where she had a prayer room. She'd go, War Room. Thank you. I couldn't remember. What a great movie. Have you guys seen that? Really, yeah, really, really good movie. But what did she do? She went in. She had a place. That was her secret place. We all need that. And I like War Room because what are you doing in there a lot of times? You're warring. You're fighting. You're going in there with a purpose. You're going in there with a purpose to be like, okay, here it is, God. I don't know what to do, and here we go. You know, and a lot of times that's where we're at. And, you know, but just developing that, I can't, it's hard to describe. I mean, it's just like, because it's so personal to each person. It's so personal when you go in there and you shut the door and you're spending that time. There is nothing else like it. There is just nothing else like that. And you do come out of there and you feel like you've grown closer to God. You feel like it doesn't matter what the rest of the week has for you. It doesn't matter what is going on. You've just spent that time with the Lord, and you know, it's a knowing in here that you've got this. And it's so right. You've got that peace. So awesome. But the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Don't let your flesh control your prayer life. Don't let your flesh control your prayer life. Important. Very, very important. Pray so that you don't enter into temptation. That's what that's saying right there. Don't allow your flesh to take over. When your flesh is wanting to take over, what do? Go to prayer. Yeah. Cast it down. You go to prayer. You take care. Smack it around. But you do. When your flesh is feeling like, I don't want to do this, we're all there. I mean, like I said, there's a lot of things. Like this week when I was on vacation, I was doing certain things around the house. I didn't feel like doing it, but I had to do it. You know, it was something that needed to be done. Our prayer life is so, so important. Growth. Growth, growth, growth. We're talking about that. And your prayer life is part of that growth. John 21:4. Let's go to John 21:4. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe that's not where I want to go. No, that's not where I want to go. Let's skip over that. I don't know why that one got put in there. Okay. We all know. Let's do, maybe this is the one I needed to go to. Let's go to Matthew 6. I don't know how that one got put in there, but that's okay. It's a good one. But let's go to Matthew 6. We all know this one. Matthew 6:9-13. It says, but when you pray, enter into your closet. And when you, am I in pray? Yeah. Oh, I'm starting in verse 6. So let's start in 6:6. But when you pray, enter into the closet. And when you have shut the door, pray the Father, which is in secret. And your Father, which sees in secret, shall reward you openly. But when you pray, use not vain repetition as the heathens do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not therefore like unto them, for your Father knows what things you have need of before you ask of him. After this manner, therefore, pray, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We've all heard that. But a zillion times, But we started out, when you pray, enter into your closet. So if that wasn't important, he probably wouldn't have put that there. But when you pray, enter into your closet. It's very, very important that you have that personal, intimate time with the Lord. Don't use vain repetitions. This is this right here in Matthew that we just read. It gives us the pattern on how to pray. It gives us a pattern, but guess what? We can pray to God just like we're talking to him. He's our dad. He's our father. We're talking with him. We're in secret. We're in private. It's our private time with us. He wants to hear from us. He wants our fellowship. Just like he gives us each other to fellowship, he wants us to fellowship with him. We have to. It's imperative that you spend that time with the Lord and fellowship with him. I like I said, it's so hard to describe the feeling that you have. Which I'm sure all of you guys, when you walk out of there, you just feel so close to the Lord. And I need that daily. I need to know that he is right here with me. I mean, there's so much going on, and I know because I've spent that time. I've grown in that. I've grown in my prayer life. I've grown in the Word. Over the years, I've grown. I keep growing. I'm still learning. But I know that he's right there with me. And the reason I know that is because I have taken that time. I have taken that time to pray and spend time with him and allow him to be my best friend. And that's so key. So key. Okay. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. That was one that I had up there. It was kind of my one of my key scriptures. Praying continually. Praying continually. We spend time with our family and friends, but are we spending that much time as with our personal Lord and Savior? And I keep in growth, the word that I'm getting is, Brandon and I have been talking about growth. The word that is going hand in hand with that is personal. I keep getting the personal thing in there with anytime I sit down and we're working on, you know, putting the message together, I'm spending time in the Word and getting ready for this. The word personal just keeps going hand in hand with that. God wants to be so personal to us. He wants to be so real and so personal to us. And I just keep getting that. But 1 Thessalonians 5:17 is key. Praying continually. Continually praying. There's different kinds of prayer. You know, we'll pray for people. We'll pray for those who are sick. We'll pray for the church. There's intercessory prayer. There's prayer of thanksgiving. But you know what? When you're spending time in the throne room and you're spending time right with the Lord, all of those other areas of prayer fall into place. It's like, you know, if you're at the grocery store and you see somebody, I cannot tell you how many times I've been with Pastor Jane, and I think every time I'm with you and anywhere we go, I'm not kidding, everywhere and anywhere that I don't care if we're out to dinner or shopping or it doesn't matter. She is praying for somebody, ministering to somebody. God uses her. But why? Why does he use her? Because she allows him to. And she's obedient. If he says minister to that person, she's right there. I'm like, hey, wait, I'm in the dressing room. I'm trying on her clothes. I'll be right back. I'll be right back. God said, do it. But that's just how she is. And I cannot tell you over the years how many people she has led to the Lord or, you know, given food. I could write a book. And I mean, I've only been a part of your family for like 27 years. But in that 27 years, I mean, I have seen time after time after time. Why? Because she has grown in her personal relationship with the Lord. Her prayer life is number one. I can tell you right here, right now, for Pastor Jane, her prayer life is number one. I've heard stories of her kids telling when they were growing up, they'd have to walk into the room and it'd be like, whoa, you know. But it is number one. And because she has made that a priority, because she has that intimate relationship, personal relationship with the Lord, he uses her everywhere she goes. Everywhere. I was just telling Brady, I'll never forget. I'm going to tell a story real quick. You were living over on River Birch, and you and I don't remember what we were doing, why we were out. We were out in a snowstorm. I mean, it was, yeah, the White Bonneville. We were out in a snowstorm. We were at Meijer on Cleveland Avenue, and she pulls out of there, and this guy is walking, and she pulls over, and I'm thinking, what's she doing? What are we about to do? I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I got to make sure this guy's okay, and I'm like, okay. It was dark, dark, dark night out. I mean, it was late. And she pulls over, and I don't remember the guy's story or whatever, but I remember us picking him up, putting him in the car, and driving him around the downtown area or somewhere, taking him home or somewhere. And I'm sitting here going, I mean, I'm kind of shaking a little bit. You're like, oh, we don't know this guy, you know? And I'm like, I hope she knows what she's doing. And I'm like, oh, Pastor Ed's not going to like this, you know? She's picking up some guy, you know? And I mean, in my head, I'm thinking all this stuff. And I'm fairly somewhat new to all of this, you know what I mean? And I'm like, I'm sitting here going, oh. And I'm praying under my breath, Lord, protect us, please, please, you know? And so, and then, I'm not kidding. So we end up giving him some of the groceries. I can't remember the whole story, but... Yeah. Yeah. The whole way there. Yeah. And it was a ways. I mean, and the snow was coming down, and I was like, oh. But it's because she has that assurance. She knew. She knew she was protected. She wasn't afraid. She wasn't, you know, I mean, and I, but she did. That's, I mean, but obedience. But why? Because she has that. She knew God was right there at her side, right? I mean, he wasn't leaving. He was right there. And it was a knowing because of the times that she has spent countless hours after hour, day after day, night after night in prayer. And when you do that, then you are an open, I mean, you're just open to anything God will use, you know, and God needs more of that. He needs more of me and you and everybody to have such that close, intimate relationship with him that we can go do whatever he needs done. And I know, I mean, Brandon and I and Pastor Jane, something's coming. God, you know, and we've been saying over the years, God isn't done with us. He hasn't shut these doors of this church. There's a reason we are all still here. Just like Pastor Brandon's been saying, we have a purpose. Individually, we have a purpose. As a body, we have a purpose. We have a purpose. And that's why personal growth is so important. That's why God's wanting us to understand why we need this personal growth in our life. And everybody, I mean, one of the things, you know, that I said a couple weeks ago is always stay teachable. Always stay teachable. Allow God to minister to you. Allow others to teach you. Allow the word to just, you know, expound in your life day in and day out. And prayer is part of that. Let's look at Hebrews 4:16. It says, let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Come boldly. That means that when we go into prayer with the Lord, we're coming boldly. We know we can ask God whatever it is that we need to ask him. And guess what he's going to do? Help us. Help in our time of need. Amen. That should be exciting. I mean, that should be something that we should be shouting and running. And yes, we all have needs, right? We all have needs. We may have financial needs. We may have, you know, a healing need. We may have, you know, a marriage need. We all have needs. We all have needs. And if we come boldly, and it doesn't say if you come boldly, it says when, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. Go in boldly knowing that, God, I need you. I need you in my life. And one of the things, and I think I remember Pastor Jane, I mean, I've learned a lot. Probably everything that I've learned on prayer other from the word has been from Pastor Jane. I mean, listening to her teach and minister and just be the example that she is in her life. You know, I've watched that over the years. And one of the things with that is I know that prayer is essential. It is just like we need food to eat. And we've talked about when we talked about the word and how the word is meat. It's the food that we need for our spiritual body. We need prayer. We need people to pray for us, but we need to pray for people. We need that intimate relationship with the Lord. Prayer is something that we cannot live without. And, you know, it's funny because you'll go places and especially with Brandon, I mean, he's a little bit more out. I'm outgoing, but Brandon's outgoing. And so we'll go places or, you know, someone will say something. And I mean, I'm not kidding. We'll be out doing something or whatever. They'll be like, yeah, hey, how you doing? Or whatever. And they'll be like, there's just something. I mean, I literally, people have walked up to us out of nowhere and they'll just walk up to him and be like, there's something different about you. Yeah. Whatever it is, there's just something different about you. Well, what an opportunity to minister. I'm like nudging him. I'm like, go ahead, you know, and he's, you know, so, but I mean, it's just like there's, and people will start seeing that when God is living in you and through you because of your word time and your prayer time and everything else that you're doing, people are going to look at you and they're going to be like, Fiona, there's something different about you. What is that? What is that, Fiona? And what an opportunity. She could be a squish because, hey, let me tell you what that is. You know, and I always tell the teenagers, if you don't feel comfortable doing them, bring it here. I'll do it. You know, I'll tell you what's different. Come to church with me. Miss Sue will help you with that. But, you know, but it is. I mean, it's that you have that anointing. You have that, you know, that you're carrying with you everywhere you go. And it is. It's so powerful. And so we need to make sure that in our growth, our word time, our prayer time go hand in hand. They go hand in hand. It's something that you need to work on. And like I said, the first or second week, I don't know, every week work on something on your growth. You know, just like we exercise or should exercise every week. We all say that, oh, I'm going to start exercising. I'm going to start doing this again. Just like we should be doing that for our physical bodies, we should be every week, every day, every chance we get working on growing spiritually, working on getting our time in with the Lord daily, working on, what did we read at the beginning? Our flesh is weak, but our spirit is willing. We have to be willing. And when we're willing, and I know we all are. I mean, oh my gosh, if I could stay home for 8 hours a day and not go to my job and stay home and be in the Word and prayer, I would love that. You know, but I thank God every day that I have a job. I thank God that my needs are supplied, you know, and I thank God for that. And, you know, and then there's the prayer of Thanksgiving, you know, so it all kind of, you know, goes hand in hand. But I want you to pray without ceasing. Go boldly into the throne room. Have that intimate, special time with the Lord. Allow Him to grow you. So another challenge this week, get in there. Get in your secret place. If you don't have one, make one. I don't care where it is. I mean, if there's a door that locks, there you go. You know, mine's my master bedroom closet. It's a pretty big room, but I can go in there, I can shut that door, and I hear nothing. I mean, it's kind of like away from everything, and it's just kind of so nice because I have that. And then people come upstairs and they're like, they don't think to look in there. They wouldn't think that I locked myself in there, you know, so I'm kind of hidden. But I love it. I mean, it's just, I have to have that place. I have to, and we all need that. So if you don't have that place, find that place. You know, your house may not be as chaotic as mine, and every room could be your secret place. Praise God. Woohoo! You know, one day I'll get there. Yeah, that's right. That's right. But, you know, but just have that special place. Make it special. Make it personal. I keep going back to that special, personal, intimate. That's what Jesus is to me. He is personal. He's special. He's my best friend. He's, you know, when I put Him first, everything else falls into place. You know, so, I mean, and even we were talking about this a little bit ago this morning. How do you, you know, people say, how do you do everything that you do? Because I put the Lord first. If I didn't put the Lord first, my life would be so chaotic. It would be so hectic. I wouldn't even know which way I was going, you know, but because I make that priority, because I put Him first in everything that I do, then everything else falls into place. And I seek Him. Do you want me to do this, Lord? Do I want to add this to my schedule that's so busy already? Do I want to do this? Do I want to? And I let Him guide me. I do. It's one of those things. We need His wisdom. We need His guidance. And we get that in the secret place. We get that. So in your growth, word and prayer, they go hand in hand. So when you know His word, you can do it. And when you pray, you can do anything. God's with you. He's right here, right by your side. And I think I wrote it down, but there's a scripture in Psalms. Okay, let me see if this, I have two more scriptures and then we're done. I think it's 34:17, Psalm 34:17. Yes, it says, the righteous cry and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all of their troubles. He hears us. And remember, we go in boldly into the throne room because in time of need, he helps us. And it's saying right here that he hears us and he delivers us out of all trouble. All, not just one here and one there, all trouble. He is right there. He hears us and delivers us. That's pretty powerful. And I'll take it. I'll take it. Yes. Last one, because part of this personal praying, part of this personal time with the Lord is praying in the Spirit. We have to do that. I didn't know how to do that. It took me a while to feel comfortable into that. I didn't grow up. I wasn't taught that it was wrong. I wasn't taught that it was right. I wasn't taught at all on praying in the Holy Spirit and praying in tongues. I wasn't taught that. So I didn't know about it. It was just never talked about. I mean, I grew up in church, literally. I went to a youth group and every possible activity, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and not once in all of the years did I ever hear anybody talk about that. So it was a little bit new to me and when I came here, but I was teachable. Amen. I was open to what the Lord wanted in my life. I was open to receiving. We don't pick and choose what we want to believe in the Word. It's there for a reason. We take all of it. So when I saw that it was in there, I'm like, okay, then it's okay. It's okay. And I've ministered to people on that have like asked me, you know, like a friend of mine, when I first started getting to know her, I work with her and she goes to a different church and they're spirit filled. And she said, hey, let me ask you a question. She said, your church is spirit filled, right? And I said, yeah. And she goes, and so is mine. I said, yeah, okay. And she said, but I am not real comfortable, you know, on the praying in the Spirit things and speaking in other tongues and that kind of thing. So it's just like, okay, Lord, you're going to use me here. You know, but I remember the same feeling. I remember feeling like that. And so what did I do? I went straight to the Word. I said, here's what the Word says about it. Then it's easy to minister to anybody on that subject. It's easy. Once you show, I always go to the Word first. Always, always, always. And I say, okay, the Word says this. And so we did that. And she's like, okay. She just did it. She's heard about it. She has heard other people speak in tongues at church. But she's like, I've never seen or heard a scripture about it. I mean, she was fairly new. Not that I'm not saying that they haven't ever got the scripture out. She just hadn't heard it yet, you know. So, but once she heard that and she's a faith-based, she believes the Word. If the Word says it, do it. You know, if it doesn't, don't, you know, so she believes that. So it was easy, you know, it was easy. So as long as, but that's why it's so important that we know the Word. That's why it's so important, because if we're going to minister to other people, we have to know the Word. So Jude 20, we all know we're going there. We all know we're going to do that. And we're going to end with this one. It says, but you, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Building up your own self. There's something that's key there. I can't do it for Leslie. I can't do it for Jean and Linda or Pauletta or Laura or Shannon or anybody else. Building yourself up. That means that we have to do something there. That means that we personally have to pray in the Spirit. We personally build ourselves up. Do we feel discouraged at times? Absolutely. There are discouraging times. A lot of discouraging times sometimes. But you know what? You go boldly into the throne room. Amen. You build yourself up. You can. And he hears us. All of those scriptures that we read today, they tie in together. Go boldly into the throne room and you're in a time of need and he hears you. You build yourself up on your most holy faith. Build yourself up. And that's why when you walk out of there, you're at peace. You have a knowing that my God will deliver me. My God will take care of it. I don't care what the situation is. I don't care how it looks. I don't care where it's going. I don't care because my God hears me. My God delivers me. And he's the one that will take care of it. So that's why it's important. If we're going to grow and we're going to move to that next level in our own personal walk with the Lord and as a church family and, you know, anything else that God has us to do, word and prayer, word and prayer, hand in hand. It's personal. It's intimate. Amen. So, yay. I'm excited. Woo. Woohoo. So this week, go boldly into the throne room. Because I know we all have needs. I know we do, you know. And God wants to hear him. He wants to take care of him. And when we put him first, and when we let him guide us and direct us and give us his wisdom on everything, he's got it. And we got it together with him. So, Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you so much for your word today, Father. I ask, Father, that your word is sown deep in our hearts. That, Father, as we go this week, Father, that we will remember your word. And Father, we so desire to spend our time with you daily. And it is our desire to grow with you personally, Father. I ask that you help each and every one of us, Father, as we go throughout this week. I pray your protection, your safety upon each and every person here. And I thank you for it, Father. As the nursing home goes out today, Father, I ask, Father, for your anointing to be upon Bill and everybody, Father, that is going with him, that there will be an outpouring of the Spirit there in that nursing home today, Father. And I thank you and I praise you that you're going before us. And I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.